Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Mr. Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Again, thank you, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now again, guys, thank you for tuning in. Today is a beautiful day out. I'm here in Atlanta, and it's just a gorgeous day today. And I'm thankful to that, thankful of that. And we're gonna have a great time. As you guys know, today is a special show because I don't usually do a show on Saturday, but I see just about all my lines are full on the show and seem to have a nice crowd. Now, just before I get started, I wanted to just give a brief, if you guys could with me, have a brief, like 30 seconds of silence for a coworker of ours who was killed on the job this past week, and we just want to have just a few seconds of silence just in honor of this guy and his faithfulness to the company. We'll take about a 30-second pause here, just in prayer. Thank you, guys. Okay, so thanks, guys, for bearing with me on that, and again, our prayers go out to his family and everyone. Okay. So, today's show, guys, we have a special guest, Miss Jadero Madden, and she's been on the show before. She's here again today, and I'm going to let her talk to you guys about some special things that she has going on, and just let her do her thing with the show, all right? Gennaro, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Frank.
Okay, great. Well, you doing okay today?
I'm doing great. What about yourself?
I'm doing very, very well. So, if you're ready, you can go ahead and take over and run with the show.
Okay. Trying to time myself today. About how many minutes do we have?
We have exactly 24 minutes. So
okay.
Let's say we have 23 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. I'll go ahead and get started. Of course, I want to say thank you, Frank, for having me on the Frank Williams Show. Thank you to all of the listeners. Of course, I must thank my God in heaven for making all things possible. I just love him, love him, love him. Thank you to all of my supporters, people who have been encouraging me. You know, when they first heard the story about when I talked about, when Frank first had me on, I talked about some things I had been through as a child into my adulthood about domestic violence. So I just want to say thank you to everybody. A lot of people, you know, said that it teared them up. They cried. They felt, you know, saddened for me. But I just want to say today, please do not be sad. Although it was some very devastating things that I did encounter, I am not a victim. I am a victor. I am a survivor because I lived through some hard times that I did not think I would make it out of, lived to tell my story to perhaps empower someone else. So please do not be sad, but please be thankful that I am alive and well, and you know that I can tell the story. I mentioned on the second show that I had forgiven my abuser. He apologized to me. I forgave him. I was afraid of him for a while, but, you know, we can be cordial. We barely see each other, but when we do, that fear is no longer there. All is forgiven, and I am healed, and, you know, I'm living my best life. You all heard me say it before. And I just want to be an encouragement to others. First of all, I want to say, Frank, thank you for the pause for our coworker that we lost. It was a very, very sad day at Kia. I actually think I went into shock for like a minute. But my heart also goes out to the family, to the coworkers, people who worked closely with him, you know, for those 5 years. Just remember to keep them, you know, in your thoughts and in your prayers. I actually had put in a day off before everything happened. And I'm glad that I did because I really needed a mental break. Sometimes you just have to stop and regroup and think about life, you know, things that we take for granted every single day. And we'll get stuck in a place of ungratefulness. But when things happen, you know, like the coworker losing his life, you begin to just look at things a lot more different. You know, and in my lifetime, because of things that I have been through, I've learned as I've gotten older to just look at life differently. One thing that I have learned is not getting stuck in my past. Although I experienced domestic violence at a very young age, I would say with me, it started at age 15, turning 16 in my very first relationship. But since I've been thinking about the things that we've been talking about on the show, and I even heard one of Frank's shows when he talked about some things that he saw in his home as a little boy growing up with his parents, the children, when children are in this situation and they see domestic violence in the home or in the family, in the neighborhood with neighbors like I saw when I was a little girl growing up, you're actually being abused too. Maybe not physically, but mentally. And I think that's what happened to me. The things that I saw and the things that I witnessed, the things that made me cry as a little girl, the things that put fear in me as a little girl when I would see women hurt or being chased by a man and or other people having to come in and try to get this man off of this person. I remember telling you all parts of the story, but the one time when I said that my oldest brother had put a gun to this man had that my mom was involved with because it was just like enough was enough that day. And my brothers were tired. Everybody was angry. And I remember skating and coming home to all the chaos and throwing my skates down. And I love to skate. I remember throwing the brand new sketch down that my mom had bought me like at Christmas time. And I was just crying because I was so tired. So I just want to say that I do believe that that damages our children as well. And I don't want to say that every child who see this will grow up to be an abuser or grow up to be abused, but it's possible for it to happen. That's why I keep reiterating that we need to be good examples in front of our children. We need to exemplify healthy relationships to our children so they won't, you know, take this road. And for whatever reason, the things that I saw, I think that with a lot of other things that was going on in my life just caused me to become a victim at the time of abuse. So I just want to reiterate to let's please talk to our children. Please talk to our children. I know that we see domestic abuse all over the news now. I can just about guarantee that every listener listening today knows someone that has been involved with this, is involved with this, maybe you yourself. But if we all would tell the truth, something happened early on before it really set off. You know, just like with me, when I was little growing up, things I saw, my mom ended up passing away when I was 19. I ended up having low self-esteem. I did not know that at the time. But again, life, living life every day and learning different things as you live day by day, I really had low self-esteem issues. And I did not value myself. I did not love myself. So it caused me to give my personal power away, you know, and allow a person to talk to me any kind of way or, you know, put his hands on me in ways that he shouldn't have. And, you know, it was, I'm not saying that it was my fault. Please hear what I'm saying. But I'm saying when you are in a place where you have low self-esteem, when you do not feel good about yourself, maybe things have happened in your life and you are identifying a person with love or something that you're missing, you could possibly give them too much of your personal power. And if this person does not love you in a healthy way, it is very possible for this person to begin to control your thinking, you know, and your actions and things that you might do from day to day. You'll just give your whole self away. One of the things that I do want to mention, because I know I'm supposed to talk about some things that I have going on, which actually has been really encouraged by things that I went through in my life. And it's amazing to me how you can go through awful things and then it end up being so powerful, you know, that you can help someone else. My story, you all have heard it before. Unless you're new to the show today, you've heard it before. Most people are familiar with the story. I've told it over the years. I've shared it, you know, in church and in different segments in my support group. I shared the story. Some things happened in my own life that was very dear to me with another person that's very dear to my heart. This is something that happened recently with a 14-year-old and two other young ladies that I met. One of them is, I think she's 21. The other one may be 23. And of course, they have children with people that they're in relationships with where they were being abused. So my story and their stories and other things that I've heard, you know, people that I know who have died from domestic violence really kind of, you know, made me want to be a voice in this area to try to just put some encouragement out there and some empowerment out there. And one of the things that I came up with is this bracelet that I call the empowerment, an empowerment bracelet. The bracelet says, love yourself enough. Abuse is unacceptable. I have those bracelets available and I have been selling those bracelets for $2. I have a printed message on the bracelet. And to my knowledge, some of the ink is coming off faster than what I thought it was going to come off. So I replaced those bracelets for people who had those bracelets that they may have happened. I ordered some more bracelets with a different print that would last longer. So that's something that I'm working on, but they are empowerment bracelets that I really want to get in the hands of our teenagers. Again, I do believe that if a grown person is experiencing domestic abuse, I believe, this is my belief and this is my opinion, not just because of my story, but because of other stories that I've heard, other people that I've seen. I believe that something might have happened to them at a younger age. So that's why I'm encouraging us to talk with our teens, our girls and our boys, you know, that we cannot be aggressors toward other people. We cannot hit them, push them, control them. We cannot take their cell phone or take their belongings or, you know, want to know their every move. We cannot do that. That is control. It is abuse and it is wrong. So again, I have the Love Yourself Enough bracelets. One of the things that I'm working on actually is a play that I have written. It will be coming out in March of 2015. We are practicing now. The practices are going well. Have a great cast, all ages, that I'm working with in this play. And the play is about a young lady named Ja'Kayla. The character's name is Ja'Kayla, who has a difficult time in her life, and she experiences some domestic abuse. Actually, when I wrote the play, I did not realize that it kind of had that storyline in it. So it kind of ties in all together, which is actually great that it all works together. But that play will be coming in March. So please keep your calendars clear for March the 22nd, 2015. It will be at Langdale Auditorium at 5:00 Eastern Standard Time. That is on a fourth Sunday. Again, we are already practicing on Sundays. The practices are going very well. And hopefully I'll get a chance to do this play at different places, different dates, even other plays that I'm working on. I'm just looking forward to a great future with these plays and with the talent that we have, you know, in the surrounding areas. So I just want to kind of bring it back to what's pushing me. What's pushing me is things that I went through in my life as a young girl, things that I saw that were not healthy. I really don't want to repeat a lot of the stuff because I don't want to repeat it just over and over and over and over again, because like I said, I am past it, and I'm not trying to make anybody look like a monster. But, you know, the truth is I just went through some devastating things. And as I've grown, I see where I was damaged. And apparently the young man was damaged also. From what I can remember about his life, to me, he had what I thought at the time was like a perfect life. He had a mom and a dad in the house, married, you know, nice people, beautiful homes, a wonderful couple. I never saw anything strange, nothing like anything that was going on, you know, at my house. My mom was not married when I was born. Actually, she was before I was born. But when I was born, my mom's husband had passed away. But I did not have a father in the house. I had a lot of brothers. So I'm not claiming to be any kind of professional that I can narrow one thing down to why abuse happens. I can only talk about what I went through and stories that I've heard. And they all seem to sound pretty familiar. So I don't know his background. Like I said, from what I saw, it looked really, you know, perfect to me. So I don't know what caused his rage or his anger. I really don't know what was the reason. But I can say when a damaged woman and a damaged man are broken, or whatever the word you might want to use, enters into a relationship, it is almost impossible for that relationship to be healthy when you have two broken people. You have to be whole when you enter into a relationship, because it's only going to create more brokenness and more damage. And then you have damaged kids and the pathology continues. So I'm combating it probably will never stop. It probably will never end. But I do believe that if we talk to our children, we can minimize this. Again, with all the headlines of the domestic violence, and it's just ironic to me how when Frank first gave me the opportunity to come on the show and to just tell my story, because it was just bubbling in me. So, like, I got to do something. You know, I got to get this out here, and I got to talk about this to, you know, to get our parents engaged, to talk to our children. It's just amazing to me how it just hit the headlines. You know, you got this incident one week, this incident the next week, and so on, you know. And it's almost like sometimes you think when you look at TV and you look at when a celebrity goes through something, oh, it's the new thing, you know. But domestic abuse has been around, and it's kind of everybody's story. You know, I said before, from the middle class to the lower class to the upper class to the millionaire neighborhoods, abuse is everywhere. It crosses all boundaries. Like I said before, it is not prejudiced to any race, to any person, to your income status. It is not prejudiced. So when you see things in the news and it's like people want to shine a light on certain things because it may be a celebrity, but what about all the people who are suffering? You know, what about people who are in domestic violence shelters because they had to get away from people, you know, who are abusing them or almost killed them, you know? And what about people who truly are victims, you know, the ones that were actually, their life was taken, you know, because of abuse? So I don't want to look at it like, you know, it's so important now just because it's on the news. No, that's not true. It should be important to us, you know, every day. And if you're listening to me and if you are involved in a situation like this, please get help. Please get help. It is so much help available. First of all, you can call on Jesus because that's what I did. Secondly, you can always call 911. And it's so many, if you go online, you can just put it in and so much stuff will come up. StopTheViolence.org. Respect yourself, break the cycle. It is so many places where you could go, you know, and you'll have privacy. And these people are trained to tell you how to get out, how to, you know, seek safety. You don't have to continue to live like this. I'm telling you, I thought that I would never make it out. It was so many times where I thought, okay, he is going to kill me today. Today is the day that I'm dying, you know, especially when he held me with the knife to my throat for like 2 hours, you know, or the time that he actually literally kicked me in my face till my face was like totally unrecognizable. And one of my sisters put me in the mirror and she, you know, I was like, I didn't even know what I was looking at. And I was so dazed, but she was just telling me how I did not deserve it. You know, and I said before, out of all the people who tried to help me, God knows they tried to help me. But something had to happen in me. Something had to happen in me for me to walk out. And I'm telling you today, if you're listening to me and if you're in a situation like this, if you know someone that's in a situation like this, something has to happen in you. You have to do it. You really have to do it. People can talk. People can, you know, they can give you advice. They can try to get you to shelter. But until you're ready to get your power back, until you're ready to live a healthy life where you can move on from that situation, forgive that person, and you can get in a healthy environment, you're going to continue to stay there. And I'm not saying it in any kind of way like, I'm trying to minimize it. I'm trying to be nonchalant about it. I'm trying to tell you, if somebody would have told me what I'm saying now, maybe I would have came out it sooner. I don't know. I really don't know, because it was years that I stayed in this. The people tried to come help. But I'm telling you today, you have to do something. You have to do something. Like I said before, you can call on Jesus, you can call 911, you can seek all the information that's available, you can call some of these numbers where you'll have total privacy, and I'm sure that if someone around you that cares about you, that loves you, maybe it's a parent, maybe it's a friend, you know, maybe it's your neighbor. Neighbors knows what be going on. You know, my neighbors rescued me a lot of times, but still it was something in me that I had to decide that I was going to take my personal power back. So I want to encourage you. I kind of see that my time is winding down a little, but I do want to thank you again, Frank, for this opportunity to talk about this. I want to thank you to all of the listeners for calling in and listening, for encouraging me. And I just want to say again, talk to your team and tell them that they're valuable. You know, their worth is priceless. And you do not have to enter into any situation that's hurting you. love yourself enough. Abuse is unacceptable. And let's keep everybody in our prayers, people who we know that might be dealing with this. Let's just keep them in our prayers until they can get to the point where they're strong enough to come out. And, Frank, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
All right. Well, thank you, Janeiro, for that. And I think I grabbed something out of that. I think that sometimes when people listen to other people, like they do on the show, on the radio, or on anyone's show, that you tend to listen and not be distracted a lot by things that's going on around you. When people listen to my show, and I'll say this, when people listen to my show and when I have guests on the show, it's hard not to hear what they're saying if you tune into the show. Because, you know, it's something about it. It's something about, you know, being on the air and people listening that really grabs their attention. I guarantee that everyone who's listening to the show today was really concentrating on what you were saying. It's so interesting to hear someone like yourself describe some of the things that happen. And people, a lot of people think that it's not real, but it is very, very real. So I appreciate you sharing with the audience. And, you know, I just look forward to whatever else is going to happen, you know, in your life. And those things are just going to go uphill for you. So keep the faith and keep doing your thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I cannot thank you enough. And I do want to add that the play you all will be videotaped by none other than Frank Williams himself. He will be recording the play. We just got to get together later on, you know, when it gets closer to it. But he'll be recording it. So we will have DVDs available after that play. So, again, Frank, I just thank you so much. I'm telling you, I'm just so overwhelmed with gratitude. And I thank you. Thank your wife and your children. Just thank you for the opportunity. And I hope that the Frank Williams Show, you know, just get bigger and bigger. And I want people, you know, to follow the show. And not just listen when I'm on, but listen to go back through the archives and listen. I listened to some last night. Frank really has some great shows. So go back when you can and listen to some that are already recorded.
Yeah, well, thanks again, Janeiro. And again, you guys just keep tuning in, and we'll be back on Monday, morning at 10:30 a.m. Monday morning, right here. Again, guys, take care of yourselves and have a tremendous weekend. Be safe. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. And I'll see you guys on Monday morning, 10:30 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys. Pocket the fun, ha ha. When you know.
blood. I